Welcome to The Scales of Truth with me, Tyson Harley. Hello, ladies and gentlemen, Tyson Harley, The Scales of Truth. This is the first content-based episode. I've done an introduction, and I've done this one about three times for no good reason. Like I said, kind of a stickler. I gotta want to just do this like a talk show, because that's the idea. The muscles I'm trying to exercise is to just do improvisation, which I'm good at, but then be happy with what I lay down. And that's what we're going to try to do today. Now, very quickly, we're going to have usually about three different types of topics on here. A, it's going to be political discussion. Sometimes that's going to be partisan. I'm a libertarian, but it's going to be partisan at times. Or more specifically, it's just going to try to analyze points and claims. So in that regard, it's going to be partisan. Analyze distinctions and points and claims. Or another one might be criticism of the way things are handled, are covered in the media. That's a big thing for me. How it's not covered equally. I don't mean in a Fox News. I mean that in any given story, the best arguments from both sides should be included. And pretty much it's very rare that that occurs. And they should be given somewhat equal weight in the coverage. So that's two. Three is sports. Wait, did I say sports already? Sports, yes. I like sports. You like sports. I like sports. So we'll cover that. And another thing will be far out stuff. Fringe stuff, if you will. Let's call it crank files. Like Rorschach. Rorschach, is that how you say it? In Watchmen, my favorite movie. And if you recall, there was a newspaper, maybe the New Frontiersman, I can't remember for sure, where, you know, they'd get that crank file. Yeah, throw that on the crank file. Someone says they married an alien, crank file. Keep it for later if you want, but we know what it is. So, but for me, extreme stuff is also just stuff that the partisan folks won't cover. You know, there's only O'Reilly's going to shut down anything that's not an approved CIA topic almost as fast as he can. Going to shut down any caller that doesn't have a properly approved opinion on his topics within a certain small list of opinions. And the left is going to do the same thing. So I like covering those things. And then I also like covering far out things just because it's fun, it's fascinating, it's interesting. As I said, one of the reasons I like Coast to Coast AM is that they'll cover those things and they'll give it thrift. They won't throw it at the end of a cast just as a snicker, snicker, ha, ha, ha. No, you know what? Have some respect, A. But B, your respect can really lead to some interesting information. Interesting claims, let's say, sometimes, surely. But you need to keep your mind open. Take it as potential information. Sometimes there can be some extreme stuff, and, you know, you may not have believed it all in all, but there's still some things there that you did take in. You know, in listening and having the patience for that argument, you took some things in and discovered some stuff. You at least got to exercise your analysis and your evaluation muscles, your prioritization muscles too. That's what I like. You can listen to some subjects that are pretty far out there, and you can at least go, wow, it's pretty neat that they're at least letting them talk about it. But I don't believe any of this stuff. But I'll leave open the smallest of possibilities that you can convince me. Go ahead, try to convince me. I'm interested. I want to be an impartial jurist here. So, yeah, while we're chilling, I'll listen. Tell me what you can tell me, Holmes. So, I like that. And like I said, you should leave your mind open. There's a lot of things that are now a part of my belief system. And then, because of that, change my overall point of view about what can happen in society. Because I initially said, well, I mean, I'll listen. That sounds, I don't know about that, but I'll listen. So, with that in mind, knowing that's very much the backdrop, is that I like to prioritize arguments. It's entertaining, and you never know what you might be convinced of, however crazy it might seem to be. I'm going to go on to this topic real quick. Hint, Kyrie Irving, Shaquille O'Neal. All-star point guard Kyrie Irving for the Cleveland Cavaliers has been in the news. It was right around All-star break, so maybe 5-6 weeks ago. It's right now, it's March, and March of 17. That he came out as a flat earther, wah, 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 crank file, a fringe episode, flat earth. Just one aspect. Also, Shaquille O'Neal later allegedly, at least in the headlines, said he's one too. So there's a lot of arguments, as I said, that just aren't very good. And, or at least maybe initially, you're kind of like, really? Let me try to go debunk that. Let me go see what people have to say about it. And about 12 of the top 13 arguments that are initially going to catch your eye, you're going to find out, not so much. I've done that. I mean, some of us get on YouTube marathons. You probably have done it. Get on YouTube marathons even if you don't watch a lot. And if you're like me, you like political science, you like social discussion, you like the idea that maybe things aren't as they seem. Who doesn't love the Matrix after all, right? And so you open your mind, you go, whoa, well, this caught my eye. I'm going to at least watch this stuff. So I've done that, you know, over a period of a weekend, watch quite a bit, and then here and there. There's some interesting articles, videos, if you haven't looked into it. You know, YouTube can be quite intriguing. 60 proofs that the world is flat. Okay, I'll watch. Here's my next video about the world being flat. Okay, I'll watch. But down to it, so many of the things aren't great, or they're kind of implications from other stuff. But one, I'm going to give you one, what I consider the best argument. And I'm at the camp, and I'm like this with a lot of things. I don't believe it, but I'm leaving open the slightest of possibilities that you could still convince me. I think that's a good way to go through life, is just to be open to the slightest possibilities that you haven't heard the absolute best argument. And or if there's an... If you can take note that, you know what, that one I couldn't debunk easy. It's kind of almost a sense of wonder you get to keep in your brain there. Yeah, you know what, I'm still not absolutely sure they're not right. I'm mostly sure, but I'm not absolutely sure. So let me get to this argument that is the one I find intriguing. And one of the main arguments you'll see is that they'll say that the horizon is flat no matter where you look. That's a bad argument, okay? Because when you think about it, if you're close to the surface, well, all any particular point is, as you're looking at the point on the horizon, is all the other points, if you were to spin around meeting, it does have to meet, right? I mean, you're close to the surface. You can only see out so far. They have to meet. And that's going to be straight. It's not going to go left to right. You're not going to see a drop left to right. You're not going to see a curve left to right. It's got to meet if you're close to the surface at all. You're not going to see the general curve until you're way, way, way up. And as a quick aside, if you do the math, 35,000 feet, let's say airliner distance, is not even 7 miles off of the surface of the Earth. And the Earth is closer to 8,000 miles across than it is 7,000 miles across. So we're talking, you're not even 1/1,000th of the diameter of the Earth off of the surface of the Earth. Okay, think about that as an analogy. To be, I had this in my head, but it's something like this. I'm going to be conservative with it. For a basketball, 29.5 inches around, you're to be the proper distance off of the basketball. Pretend your eye is tiny, 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 tiny. To get the same effect, your eye would have to be like less than 1/1,000th of an inch off of the surface of the basketball. And of course, very, very tiny. Do you think you'd see the curvature of the basketball less than 1/1,000th of an inch? And that's the equivalent to the airline altitude, not the 6-foot altitude that our eyes are, or less. Most of our eyes are not at 6 feet. So that's wrong, the left or right curve. But very quickly, the one I find intriguing is the idea that there's a picture out there. You can get pictures, you can take pictures from across part of the Great Lakes, and you can see the Chicago skyline way too far of a distance compared to what you should be able to see if the Earth is round. So the idea is, of course, that you're looking at the roundness in the other direction now, in a linear direction. The idea that the ship is supposed to disappear as it leaves beyond the horizon, you shouldn't be able to see it anymore. But here we have across a Great Lake, so you don't have to worry about land getting in between where the hill would, you know, block the view. You're talking about sea level all the way across. I think, whatever, it's even. I'm pretty sure the Great Lakes are sea level. Point is, it's even. Same altitude. And you can see the skyline. Now, it turns out that the math on this is good, because at that distance, the horizon should drop away from you some 1,600 feet, something like that. And so it is actually intriguing. Why do we see the skyline? We shouldn't see the skyline. It should be 1,600 feet. Well, the base of those buildings should be 1,600 feet below what we can see. But even then, we shouldn't see the top of the buildings, because none of those buildings are 1,600 feet. So, intriguing, right? That's one of the few that really caught my attention. Now, it turns out the debunk is simply this. They agree on the math as far as the horizon dropping, but they say it's a superior mirage, I believe is a term they use. It's a type of mirage. Okay? So, okay, well, that explains it. But one of the interesting things to me about these types of discussions, or any type of discussions, is I don't want to just hear you give the simple response. I want to see if you're going to hear the simple response to your simple response and respond to it, or if you ignore it. So the simple response to it's a superior mirage, at least in some circles, is no, it's not. We know what a superior mirage looks like, and it inverts the image. And it distorts it enough that it's not the way it looks. This is, we know what a superior mirage looks like. Here's some examples. This is not a superior mirage. So, okay, what's your answer to that? Well, some of them will say, no, it can invert again. A superior mirage can be right side up. So that's where I am with it. It's an interesting one, but it could be the superior mirage. The next question is this. How far, obviously, people are claiming it's a superior mirage, okay? So I understand that. But if there's any possibility of truth here, this is such a good piece of evidence, potentially, that you need to go to your P's and Q's. And regarding that, I believe that, you know, the next question would be, a mirage is a function of a low viewing angle, right? You're at a pretty low viewing angle for it to work. Well, at 60 miles, if it drops away from the horizon, is there a certain maximum distance that a mirage can work on the Earth? Because it only stays flat enough for a mirage for so long. I don't know that answer. And I'm also not saying the earth is flat, to be clear, but I do enjoy these little distinctions in these discussions. Now, I also enjoy going, yeah, that part's wrong. That part's wrong. That part's wrong. Anyway, hope that's of some interest to you. Maybe some of you have gotten further along than I have regarding that. For me, that's kind of where the answer has stopped. And I thought it'd be nice to kind of filter down for you to that probably one of the most important arguments. Not saying it's the valid one, but it's at least got some kind of controversy. Some of the arguments, not good. Kind of a lack of physics knowledge. All right, well, there's our first content-based episode of The Scales of Truth. Have a good one. Be safe. See you next time. This has been The Scales of Truth with Tyson Harley, available on SoundCloud.